Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashland Dave, and I'm recording live from my podcast studio in Ashland, Virginia. Thanks for coming along. And this is Ashland Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode 254. I'd like to thank you for coming along. This will be the last podcast, definitely for 2017. I think I might have said that in the last show, but this is definitely the last one for this year. It won't be as long, be a little bit shorter. Got a little bit of running episode, some running segments with Ashland Tom, a little discussion of the upcoming Ultra. And I'm happy to report that I'm recovering okay from my injury. I had a decent mileage week, and let's get into the show. Okay, it's about a little before 7 a.m., and I'm supposed to be meeting Ashland Tom here in a few minutes. I'm actually going to run up to our meeting location instead of driving, because it's about a half mile, and I can run there, and then I can, after we're done doing our five, I can run home and make it six, and that'll make it an even 30 for the week. So I had a pretty good bounce back from the injury. It's about 19 degrees right now. It is really cold. Not used to this in Virginia. And I broke out the running tights. I only do that when it is really cold. Okay, I'm gonna get started. But my cat is outside and he really wanted to get back in. A little bit of wind, which makes things even more uncomfortable. But I guess that's what the getting ready for a 50 miler is all about, is getting comfortable with the uncomfortable. So hopefully Tom is going to be there. He did not text me or anything saying he was not. So I don't have my backup iPod in case he doesn't show. Usually I'll bring an iPod whenever I'm meeting with the group, just in case all of a sudden things just fall through and nobody can make it. So this will be the second run of the weekend. It's been a good week. I did ran Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, did 5:54, did 10 Saturday, and then tried to do 6 today. That wind is pretty sharp. So that'll be 30 for the week, which, like I was saying, is a pretty decent bounce back from. I'm not sure what happened there. 30 for the week is essentially a pretty good bounce back for 2 weeks off. So next week, which will be the first week of January, that'll be a month out. I guess Tuesday will be a month out from the race. February 3rd is the date. I was hoping to get 2 50-mile weeks. Talk to Tom about that. See what he thinks. I'm just not sure I can get two of those and rest enough. Or maybe I don't need to rest, but so much. Maybe I already had my rest. Look at it that way. Man, it is cold. So I got this little hoodie thing that I wear. For lack of a better word, it looks like a balaclava. You know, one of those things that people wear when they rob banks or whatever. Except it's not a total ski mask. Just like my eyes and down to my mouth is what shows. I wore it yesterday. I ran 5 miles before I met up with my group, and I took it off after the first 5 miles. But with the wind, I knew the wind was blowing today because I took the dog out early. I thought I definitely would need this today. So I'm going to leave it on. But what really helps with this, though, cold around the neck. The best part about it, and it's fluorescent yellow and has a reflective stripe on it, and it's still dark out,
sun should be coming up soon. I see it coming up, but it's still dark. So the goal for today is 5 with Tom. Maybe a little discussion about his preparation for February 3rd. We'll call it a day and ring in the new year. I usually ring in the new year on New Year's Day because I don't stay up till midnight anymore. I'm too old for that. There he is, right under the 420. Oh, he's got a brake light out. I don't know. He got a brake light out on the left side.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I hope Brian check it. Yeah, it's a little windy, too.
All right, Tom, it's about 19 degrees.
Like Swinging Bridge.
What are we doing here? So we're doing 5. This thing is about ready to die. It just, the batteries won't work. It was like a 2-season equipment, man.
Is it recharged?
No, you put new batteries in. Let's see, the wind is pretty sharp going running north. Do you want to run around by the truck stop and
sure.
Kind of run east? Circle north and then come back west and circle through the college and then come.
Right.
That should be enough. Let me stop this. Reset. All right.
Like that.
All right. Now we're about a mile in. All right, so how much thought have you given this ultra, Tom?
About 2%.
We still plan to do it, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what about long runs? What did you do any while I was out hurt? Car coming.
Yeah.
All right, so we got to figure out a way to get a 20 mile or somewhere. The problem I have is that I'm working at the hospital 2 Saturdays. So it's just going to have to be early.
I think the good thing for me is I'm not traveling any Saturdays. I'm going to travel one Sunday. This month.
What, for swim meets?
For work.
Okay. Well, my goal was to get 250-mile weeks. I don't think that's possible now. So I'm going to go for one of those. Not sure when, probably mid-month. So we'll see if that happens.
Maybe we can do a 20 and then a 15 or something.
Oh, that'd be brutal. But it would be good to get 30 miles, at least 30 on one weekend. And then I can do my little 5 miles. You want to cut through here? Yeah, maybe a 20 and a 15, and then that way I can do 3 5s during the week, because that's about all I have time to do. I think so. 25 and 15. Oh, wait a minute.
30.
No, we can do 20. Shit. I can't add. 20 and 15 is 35, plus 3 5s is 50. Yeah. I can never do math in front of people. So that's really, if that's all I get, then at least for me, I'll feel like I did something that's before I get to the start. I'm going to do walk anyway. How many 50 miles have you done? What'll this be here?
Five or six.
Close, six. See, I've done maybe my 4th one? Nah.
North Face.
Keys. Mississippi Trail. I think I've done another one. I think this is my 5th. But I might be giving myself a little too much credit. I think there's another one in there somewhere. I just can't think of it. Yeah, I've done more than that. I don't know. So, have you looked at the website for aid station stuff?
No, I need to register. I haven't been back.
Alright, I need to do that. I need to start giving some serious thought to what I'm gonna bring. I don't know what the temperatures will be like. Hopefully we have a tailwind.
That'll be key. It's a headwind.
Oh, that'll be hard.
We'll get some kind of weird nor'easter or something.
And it wasn't that expensive, so if the situation just becomes a disaster party before I even leave town, I'm not against bagging the whole thing. Because that was an add-on race. My spring race was going to be the Bel Monte. You want to go up to Ashton Woods here?
Sorry. All right, well, I made 6 miles. A couple of references there. Tom had made a reference to Swinging Bridge. That was an ultra we did several years ago. Actually, my first 50K, first ultra marathon. It was about 2 hours, hour and a half, 2 hours from west of the Richmond area in Virginia, central Virginia. It was -2 degrees Fahrenheit at the start. It was some of the coldest weather I've seen in Virginia. So that's why we were kind of laughing about it being 19. It was pretty cold this morning. It never really warmed up. Another reference in there was I couldn't remember how many 50 milers I'd run. I went back and looked at my spreadsheet. The light to light 50 is going to be my fifth attempt. I've done the Keys 50 mile of the Keys 100 race. I've done North Face. I've done 50 miles in a 24 hour race, which was called Croatan 24, and then I did the Mississippi Trail 50. So this will be my fifth time. And another thing I realized is I kind of really not given this thing a whole lot of thought. Once I got completely sidetracked when it came to being down for 2 weeks, and I work a job on Saturdays, generally 2 Saturdays out of the month, and that's a 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., and it's really hard to work that after doing a 20 miler. So I think I'm just going to have to suck it up this month. But the Light to Light 50 starts at the Corolla Lighthouse, goes along the coast of the Scenic Barrier Islands of North Carolina, and then it goes down to Bodie Island Lighthouse, and then comes back north at Jeanette's Pier. And I'm looking at the website now. It says food, water, and Gatorade available at all 4 of the aid stations. However, this will be a green race, and we are requesting everybody bring their own water bottle, so that's a good. So the first aid station is at mile 17, then at 29, 37, and then 44. Crews are allowed and can access you at any of the aid stations or any other public parking lot. So I think I'm going to, as soon as I find out what's at some of these aid stations, I guess it's going to be typical ultra food, I hope. Could be cold. Be nice if they had some hot food somewhere in there. That's when I'll have to start making some decisions on what I'm going to bring myself and have my wife handle. And it looks like Ashlyn Bryan has agreed to crew for Tom, so I'm trying to kind of get them together to make some arrangements. I've told Tom where the hotel I'm staying in. I'm not getting a place at the beginning. I'm actually getting a hotel kind of close to the halfway mark because my daughter's going to be there, and there's no way she can get up that early. So I'll get my wife to tow me up to the starting line, drop me off, maybe crew me once before we get back to the hotel, maybe twice. And then maybe by the time I get back to the area of the motel, my daughter will be up so she can get it checked out of the room and get everything in the car. And that way my wife doesn't have to go all the way back up to the starting line, I guess 26 miles to the north. That sounds like it might be a good idea and it might work out. I'm not sure if it will or not. Hopefully it will. Hopefully that'll work out with whatever Tom is planning. We're probably going to just run together for the majority of it, but you never know when we get split apart or somebody decides they want to walk for a while. It's good to have some. Well, they do have the aid stations, but if you bring your own stuff, it's good to have somebody else crewing you that doesn't have to drive back and forth along that road. After a morning like today, I'm really hoping for moderate temperatures. 40s would be great. Definitely not teens or 20s. I think that'd be very difficult to be out there all day. It's a very generous cutoff. It's a 15-hour cutoff. Hopefully it doesn't take 15 hours. But with the little mishap in training and not getting some of that mileage that I was hoping for, I don't think that's going to – it's not going to have me going in with any less confidence, because I know it's going to be hard anyway, just like when I ran that 50K over the summer. I knew it was going to be hot and it was going to be hard. I think I might have gone into that a little bit overconfident. This, I'm just going to go in and just know that there's a liberal cutoff, and if I need to take a break for a while or if I need to walk for a while, that'll be fine. I can still finish and get another 50-mile finish. But then there's that little part of me, you know, that wants to get a 12, you know, make a 12-hour finish. So just that kind of have to see how it goes. And looks like next week, January 6th, probably going to be the day that we're going to talk. I was talking with Tom. Didn't get that part recorded for the podcast. We were talking about probably doing a 20-miler next Saturday, following it up with a 10-miler on Sunday. And so we'll see how that goes. We'll see how things play out, that's for sure. Anyway, that's the update. And I'm going to make this a short podcast. I'll have some additional material for the next one. But I just wanted to get one more in for the end of the year. And if you're an early downloader and an early listener when the show comes out, I'd like to thank you for being a loyal listener for 2017 and back before that if you've been listening longer. I'd like to thank you for downloading the show each time and being a listener and interacting. When I get emails, it's really cool. Just remember, if you want to send me an email, you can at ashlanddave@gmail.com. I love to hear from where you're from and what kind of running you do. And I wish everybody a happy new year. And I will be back in 2018 with a brand new podcast. This is Ashland Dave. I'm running in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish, keep on running, don't forget to hug your kids, and y'all have a good week.